You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls City Council has officially approved the land sale required for Aspirus Health to build a new hospital in the area. The City Council voted unanimously to move forward with the project nearly 1 year after the closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital. The new Aspirus Health Hospital will be built along Chippewa Crossing Boulevard and could be open in as little as 18 months following the start of construction. Residents have been in desperate need of additional health care since the closure of the only hospital in the city. The City of River Falls Common Council has approved the engineering design services for a project to extend a water main. The massive project would see the reconstruction of a portion of Apollo Road to connect an existing water main to West Locust Street. The project would also be used to improve local traffic flow from Maple Street to Main Street. On Tuesday, the council agreed to negotiate a contract with Stanek Construction Services to complete the project for about $80,000. The project could begin construction in 2026. The Barron County District Attorney has announced no charges will be filed against the driver of a boat that crashed nearly head-on into another boat in September. According to the District Attorney's report, the investigation into the September 10th crash on Lake Pokagama found no signs of impairment in the driver at fault, and officials believe a medical event involving the driver could have caused the crash. The driver was still cited for failing to safely pass after causing the collision that injured one of the men fishing on the other boat. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services found gun-related deaths in Wisconsin are on the decline for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the data, gun deaths overall are still at higher levels than before the pandemic, but saw slight drops from 2022 to 2023. Gun-related suicides in the state dropped from 532 to 508, and gun-related homicides dropped from 290 to 238. Violence prevention officials say the drop is very encouraging. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his biennial budget proposal in Madison on Tuesday night. During his speech, Governor Evers expressed his intent to benefit Wisconsin's working families. He aims to use the budget to lower costs for childcare and medication and invest in public education. He also proposed nearly $2 billion in relief for taxpayers, eliminating income taxes on tips, and forestalling increases in local property taxes. The budget also calls for expanding badger care and increasing environmental cleanup spending. Incumbent State Superintendent of Public Instruction Dr. Jill Underley and her Republican-backed challenger Brittany Kinzer will face off in the April election after Tuesday's primary. The nonpartisan primary featured three candidates, with the top two vote-getters moving on to face off head-to-head in April. Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright was eliminated from the race on Tuesday. Dr. Underley was first elected to the position in 2021 and vowed to continue supporting Wisconsin's public school teachers and students. A Barron County man was taken into custody following a high-speed crash in Polk County. According to court documents, 55-year-old Richard Manning was arrested following a crash in which he allegedly struck another car at approximately 60 miles per hour. Witnesses told authorities that they saw Manning's vehicle driving erratically prior to the collision. Manning allegedly refused to submit to a field sobriety and breath test, and he was subsequently charged with operating while intoxicated, which would be his fifth OWI offense. A longtime Chippewa Falls staple will be permanently closed next month. Residents may have seen the for sale sign next to the fill-in station bar and restaurant in the city over recent months, and owner Linda Roycroft announced on social media this week that the building had been sold to Grace Baptist Fellowship after over 40 years of operation. Roycroft also announced a farewell celebration on March 15th before the restaurant's official closing on March 25th. Officials from Grace Baptist Fellowship say they will operate the property as a church. Individual conservation organizations are taking bird flu mitigation efforts into their own hands with an uncertain future on federal support for tracking the virus. Organizations like the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance and Wisconsin Humane Society are sharing tips with residents on how to prevent the spread of bird flu in wild animals, like removing bird feeders to keep wild birds away from backyard chickens. The virus has appeared in multiple counties across Wisconsin, including the first confirmed human case in the state in Barron County. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that Republican officials lacked standing to challenge the use of a mobile voting van in the 2022 primary election. The four liberal justices voted to dismiss the case, with the three conservative justices dissenting. They ruled that Racine County's Republican Party chairman, Ken Brown, had no standing to file the lawsuit because he was not aggrieved by the use of the van. The decision did not consider the legality of mobile voting vans, which could leave them as an option for voters in future elections. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin beats Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers finally get a win over Illinois, 95-74. That ended a 9-game losing streak for the Badgers against the Fighting Illini. Head coach Greg Gard asked, did his players do a better job at getting rebounds, especially in the first half?
We did. You know, we tried. There was a few got away from us. Obviously, the ball bounces funny sometimes. You know, when we didn't get them, there was a group accountability that they were pretty astute in talking about what we needed to get cleaned up.
In Milwaukee, Marquette dominated Seton Hall 80-56. Cam Jones with 14 points. Chase Ross added 11. Baseball, Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins on being named a Gold Glove finalist for his performance last season.
Very grateful seeing the support from like my teammates, from the staff, recognition from my peers around the league is very cool, and it's humbling and very grateful.
That's the Brewers' Blake Perkins with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The hips don't lie, and neither does the torso. Shakira had to cancel a show in Lima, Peru last weekend after she found herself in the emergency room. The singer announced to her 91 million Twitter followers she had an abdominal issue and was not well enough to perform. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she rescheduled the show for Monday, February 17th, and is back at it. Glad it was nothing serious. Could have just been Taco Bell. The Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Justin Baldoni drama is in the middle of court filings and subpoenas. During a recent appearance on CBS This Morning, Brendan Sklenar, who shared the big screen with Lively and Baldoni on In It Ends With Us, which is where all the controversy took place, was asked by Gayle King who he is siding with, Team Justin or Team Blake. Sklenar diplomatically answered that he is with Team It Ends With Us. Sklenar was on the show to promote the upcoming second season of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. Closer to home, he starred in Green and Gold, which was shot in Door County and is still in theaters. Guy Pearce says Kevin Spacey made him feel uncomfortable while shooting LA Confidential. Pearce told The Hollywood Reporter the disgraced Spacey targeted him for months on the set back in 1997. The Oscar-nominated Pearce said he was not actually assaulted, but kept brushing off the advances, which was difficult to do because at the time, Spacey was quite powerful and very aggressive. Pearce said when he heard the reports that other actors came forward accusing Spacey of sexual assault, he broke down and sobbed. Pearce is nominated for Best Supporting Actor this year for his role in The Brutalist. And here's something that will make you feel old news. The Breakfast Club just turned 40 this past weekend. The John Hughes film was written in 1982 and put the famous writer-director on the map. The film's initial budget was $1 million and originally was going to be shot independently in Chicago. The Breakfast Club went on to gross $50 million after finally being released in 1985 and became a classic. The SNL 50th anniversary episode Sunday night was a ratings winner for NBC. The broadcast drew almost 15 million viewers between network TV and Peacock. Deadline.com reports that the network says it was their most watched primetime entertainment since the 2020 Golden Globe Awards. Even the red carpet show that aired an hour before the broadcast drew over 6 million viewers between NBC, Peacock, and E! Entertainment. Speaking of SNL, the event was one of the most star-studded specials in recent memory. But there were some notable no-shows, including Dan Aykroyd, Bill Hader, and Dana Carvey. With Aykroyd, his agent told the show's producers months ago he would not be attending. The actor did post on social media praising the show. Bill Hader sent his invitation with a decline and no further details, and Dana Carvey has not even mentioned the show on any social media platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it frigid for one more day, partly sunny skies and a high near 7 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 30 below, especially in the morning. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 6 below. On Thursday, sunny skies and a little bit warmer with a high near 17. Current temperature, 11 below.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.